Shalom Aleichem to his friends, you should be a special member of the Sheikh, the Sushaikh of Figamas, the best fastman, which was my sister, best from Shmuel. So Mara is trying to figure out in Chulin and Davheim and Aleph, the Alanim and Beis, if the one's allowed to eat from the Shechit of a Mumma Lavay, this Kochavim. We want to prove from Eliyahu HaNavi that the Orvin brought him meat. And Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav, that this was from the kitchen of Achav. To see that he's allowed to eat the from the shechit of a mummer. Achav was a mummer of his kochavim, and it was mebei tafchid Achav. So the Gemara's Teretz says, no, it's not a rationality from the shechit of a mummer of his kochavim. Al pi adibur shiny. Rashi says, what's al pi adibur shiny? The shbrachu atir lefisha, as it says, v'sorvin tivisi lachak alecha. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu was matir it for Eliyahu HaNavi, lefisha, just for the moment. So Rashi, it's really the basar was aser. Just like Abbe Eliyahu, there was a heter. How does Rashi get that from his Orvin Sivisi Shem Lechak Alecha? That it was a heter lefisha. Maybe they were just commanded to give him the meat. Who says they were matir this meat for him, and that it was originally aser meat? And the Rizv asked, what's the havamina? We know that pasuk. What, that pasuk was only mischadish in the maskana, that the Orvim were commanded to sustain Elio? And also, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him Mimater and Nisr Shalol Litzorach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have mutter meat to give him? So in the Bikurei Aretz, he suggests that Rashi learns that the explanation is that is that I always mitzvah piyadi were only to eat what the Orvin bring him. And therefore it says, I commanded the Orvin, Lashon Tzivui. It doesn't say they're going to be mechalkel you. It says, I commanded them. What's the commandment? Obviously they bring him sar iser. And therefore he has a commandment to eat it, even though normally he wouldn't eat it. That's the chiddush. That's the heter lefisha. So, the Medrash says that they brought from the Shulchan Shel Yehoshaphat. Yanavi was brought food from the table of Yehoshaphat. And then, what's that? Orvin Tzivisi. What do you need a Tzivui for? Just say the Orvin will take care of you. So, you need a Tzivui. Like Rashi says, really, it's Psar Isser. And Eliyahu needs a heter to eat this Psar Isser. It's Orvin Tzivisi Shem Lechak Alecha. That's the commandment. That's the Chiddush. It's a heter al Pisha. That's the Maskana. In the Havamina, we thought that Eliyahu is just commanded to bring what the Orvim are bringing him to eat. Tosis learns differently. Tosis apparently holds that this meat was permitted. Because Tosis writes, in terms of the Maid Stakadaita, Tulaba, Pia Dibra Tikshi, Da'amarav, Basush and Asalam and Ayan Asr, so. In the Havamina, that it wasn't Al-Pi Adibur, it wasn't eating Al-Pi Adibur, based on what Hashem told him. So how's he eating it? Forget about the Shechitas Mumma Shel Avodas Kochavim. It's Basar Shena Salim and Ayin, Basar that's hidden from the eye. Might have been exchanged with unkosher meat. And now that he eats, left Tzadi Heyam and Aleph. So how's he eating it? It's Basar Shena Salim and Ayin. Tosis Teretz is that Moro, the Palaraya, knew that Eliyahu was Samech al Piyadibu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that it's not coming from Avdei Kochav. The Orvim aren't bringing Basar Min HaGoyim. So Mimela, you know it's not Basar Min HaGoyim. So there's no Isser of Basar Shem Asalim and Ayin. That he knew al Piyadibu. That wasn't his problem. But still, the Gemara's Havamina is that there's a raya that you're allowed to eat from Shechitas Mumma Shel Avodei Kochavim. And we didn't have a Havamina, and the Havamina, we didn't think that the Dibur is coming to be Matir the Yisr Shechitas Tavachim Da'achav. We just thought God is guaranteeing him that that it's not coming from Goyim, it's coming from Achav, and therefore it's Mutter. And then in the Maskana, it says no. It's being Matir the Yisr Shechitas Tavachim Da'achav. So, Chora, Pshat and Tosis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'chal Matir the Yisr. That's the Maskana. Hashem is Matir the Yisr. It doesn't say the Fisha just for Elio. He's Matir the Yisr B'chal. I looked in a lot of different Sfarim. I didn't see anybody who's omitted on this chiluk between Rashi and Tosfos. Other rabbis, I saw someone learn Rashi and Tosfos saying the same thing. Before they're saying two different things. According to Rashi, it's Psar Isser, which Eliyahu was a Navi, was allowed to eat. And according to Tosis, it's Psar Heter. Rakhopanim, you have no raya. What the Gemara is saying is if you have no raya from here, that the Shechitas Mamre is permitted. He ate Al Pi Adibur. Either it was permitted for him, was permitted for Chalal. Normally, Shechita V'mamre Lavad is Kochav Mizaser. So what about somebody else eating from it? So l'chor l'shitas Rashi, nobody else could eat from it. And l'shitas Hatosis, someone else can eat from it, because this there was a heter, there was a special heter on this basar. That's what Rav Tucker, was a very geshmaka yid, and a greisa greisa tam chacham in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. He lived on Rechov Reines in Kiryas Moshe. To Heverner. So this is his suggestion in the chiluk between Rashi and Tosfos. He adds that l'chora, Tosfos writes that he was somach al pi adibur that it wasn't from the shechit of Goyim. And he didn't have a Havamina, it was coming to be Matir the Yisr of Shechitas Tabachim Da'achav. He thought that, in the Havamina, he thought that Shechitas Tabachim Da'achav is Mutter. But it wasn't the meat of Goyim. So then why don't we say that even the Gabe Mishalako, maybe there was a Heter. We could say the same word, just like we say there was a Heter. In the end, we say there's a Heter to, is a heter to eat from the meat of Mamre L'Avodah Zarah. Maybe there's also a heter to eat Mishal Akum. But what's the difference between Mishal Akum and Mamre L'Avodah Zarah? There's never a Havamina that it's permitted to eat from the Shechit of a guy. Only from the Shechit of Amar Malav Adizar, that's the Gemara's Havamina, that Shechit of Amar Malav Adizar is Beseder, and Shechit of Agoy, no. Why don't we say the Shechit of Agoy is a special Heter? Just like we say the Maskana, there's a Heter for the Shechit of Amar Malav Adizar in this case. So maybe Tosis holds that there's a Chiluk. But by Shechitas Mamre, we can say that the Chisaron is Mitzad, that the Mamre is Mufka Midin Shechita. Mele is not din shchita and a shchita. Mele, if we say that heter is, or the pshat is that it's not mufka midin shchita, and now a shchita is called a shchita and shchita is kshera. But a shchita is akum. The pshat is that the etzem adavar that the guy is shochet. That's what ashes it ba'achila. So even if we say that mitzad etzem cholos ma'isa shchita mitzad atzma that shem shchita and shchita is akum, there's an iser mitzad guf adavar shagoy shochet. Because that's the sibas iser. The shchita is a guy sibas iser. When it comes to a mummer, it doesn't have a shem shechita. And the chiddush that you're allowed to eat from it is that now it does have a shem shechita. But a guy, he's not mufka from shechita. His shechita is a siva se'isim. And therefore, Tosis writes, the she'er deo she'er somech al pi adibu t'la mishalakum kom ha'isi. Because shechita sakum, that's the siva se'isim. So Mashaikh was a heter lefisha. But Rabbi Shchiv is tabachim de achov. There, the etzem shchita is not sibas iser. That they're mufka midin shchita. Mele tshayach to say al pi adibur hoter. I don't know why he says that it's not shaykh, even though the shchita is akum and sibas iser. So why is it not shaykh to be mad to that iser lefisha? Rambam in Hilchos Shechita in Perek Dalet al Yechad Aleph writes that the Alfusa for Shechita Zakum that it's an Avelus in the Pasuk where Karlocha v'chalta mizivchoi. Me'achas shezir shem yeocha mizivchoi talam et shezivchoi. So the Pasuk says, we're afraid the guy's going to call you to, Oved Arot is going to call you to eat from his Shechita. So you see, it's Azur to eat from his Shechita. So you see, the Chisar b'Shechita Zakum is not mitzad etzem maisa Shechita. That there's no shem Shechita on a Shechita. But the fact that he shochet, that's the Sibas Yisr. He's going to shech the animal. Shechita is a good shechita, but it's warning you don't eat from it because that's what makes it. The fact that it's a zevach makes it aser. Alamata shemikanat atalamit shezivcho aser. His shechita is the siba seiser. Akopanim, there's obviously a lot more to say on this parsha, so please stay tuned. We shall hopefully revisit it. Thank you for listening. Shalom.